Right now, going to the Apostle Islands is free. No sticker needed, no fees for camping unless you want to reserve a spot. Overnight docking for sail and motorboats is free. Not a bad deal, says Apostle Islands chief planner Jim Nepstead, but he says they are floating some trial balloons about charging user fees.
So there's a lot of creative thinking that's taking place right now on the whole topic of fees. It's wide open, and again, we strongly encourage any groups to contact us, and we'd be happy to meet with you and chat with you a little bit more about it.
Nepstead says they wouldn't start any new fees this year or next, but he says charging people who use the 21 Island Park, which features 8 19th century lighthouses, is a good way to maintain things.
That could be expanding in the future. Congress continues to pass legislation that encourages federal agencies to charge user fees. We are considering charging for more than just the reservation end of camping, but actually charging for camping.
80% of the money raised from camping reservation fees are returned to the park. About 200,000 people visit the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore every year. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.